For the past 16 years, the United States Army has been opening the gates to its Makua Military Reservation for cultural access.
Aloha, my name is John on behalf of the U.S. Army Hawaii.
Today, the group being hosted is made up mostly of first-year medical students from the University of Hawaii at Manoa's John A. Burns School of Medicine. Dr. Martina Kamaka has been bringing her students to Makua for over a decade.
I think Makua is very important for them because it's that struggle over land and sovereignty. And so we want them to understand what that history was, what the importance of this place was.
The Army began using Makua Valley for live fire training in 1942. Colonel Steve Dawson commands the U.S. Army Garrison Hawaii.
We're much more aware of the culture and the environment today than we were when we first started training here. Training and readiness is paramount. It's the number one priority for the United States Army to maintain readiness so that we can defend the nation. But we have found that we can train responsibly, that we can be good stewards of the natural resources, the cultural resources.
Richard Davis heads up the Cultural Resources Program for the Army.
We have over 100 archaeological sites, many of them dating from the traditional Hawaiian period.
These include temples, petroglyphs, and farm terraces. Students give offerings of chants, read old stories about Makua, and visit some of the archaeological sites. Makua is also home to nearly 50 endangered plants and animals. A 2001 court settlement between the U.S. Army and a Native Hawaiian group called Malama Makua halted all live fire training and allows the group to access the valley twice a month. Lynette Cruz took part in securing that access and says the hardliner activist approach has since evolved.
You just get to a point where being in your face obviously is kind of passe. That's not going to work anymore. But what we really wanted to do and what we want to do pretty much across the board is to form a relationship with those people that we have been in conflict with, but also to help them form a relationship with place.
To do so, Cruz has enlisted the help of young Ma'ili native Ileana Reles, who guides the cultural access tour by sharing a wealth of knowledge she gathered through research of place names, legends, and transcripts of first-hand observations by Native Hawaiians who once lived in Makua Valley.
So when we bring back those voices and we hear those voices by reading their transcripts, then we see with their eyes and hopefully it begins to whet our appetite.
Appetite for knowledge and for a deeper pilina or connection to place.
I don't know what that looks like in this context, but I think when you bring that space and people are able to build pilina with the voices, with the vision, with the aina, and see themselves in that space, then I think that's transformational.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.